Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday, 6/21/2019. It's a live show. Kind of interesting. It's I've had power out almost all day long here at the house, and just in this neighborhood. It's kind of interesting. Wasn't a widespread thing in the Kansas City metro. We had some severe thunderstorms that came through one time early this morning, and then a second time, and then kaboom, all the power went out. Well, fact of the matter is quite interesting, because if you saw this up on Drudge and also at Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, then you saw the story which said, no explanation, flying objects over Kansas City, leaving locals suspecting aliens. They were like filmed Thursday night, which was kind of interesting. And it stumped people looking for answers. And even the weather, the National Weather Service and all that kind of stuff, they didn't have a clue what the heck they were. TV station didn't know what they were, none of it. So it's just like very interesting. So then finally, they get the idea that maybe it's, weather balloons, but they weren't weather balloons. And then, here's one that somebody put in here. It says last night, talking about DARPA, and it said DARPA launched three balloons from Cumberland, Maryland in a flight test for adaptable lighter than air program called ALTA. Over the next few days, ALTA will demonstrate capability for windborne navigation of a lighter than air vehicle over extended ranges. And that's from DARPA's site, but that wasn't an official explanation. Now, I started digging in this further and looking at different items, and then I found out, lo and behold, that in Sheriff Richard Jones's territory up in Butler County, Ohio, a few days ago, that they had mysterious, weird flying saucer-looking type deal, and then somebody said, turned out to be, that they might be DARPA balloons, okay? So then in looking into that and going to deep background sources in signal intelligence kind of arena and talking to them, different ones, I found out that, well, what's interesting is that the one in Butler County, that some good quality hams apparently launched a balloon or a balloon system with a device in it that will act as a repeater for the upcoming field day trials for all of the emergency radio network, the hams, what the hams do on behalf of the military and all of that, MARS and all the different acronyms, they have for the different emergency radio nets. But what's quite interesting about it is that not a lot of people are talking about it. And then in spite of the fact that DARPA saying that there were their balloons in Butler County and then also now in Cumberland and Maryland, and apparently they do go up and drift. But now I asked the question, I said, well, now that's interesting because these balloons are supposedly can go up to like 70 or 75,000 feet, all right? And I said, that's not exactly what you would necessarily have if you're going to put up a radio repeater for, ham radio. But on the other hand, it could be. But those balloons would not be the ones that the local hams would necessarily have access to. These DARPA balloons are a whole other different thing, okay? And if they're putting them up in different places, what I speculated on, and then I got an agreement to a certain degree on it from the signal intelligence, the background sources, is that at that level, they're looking at upper atmosphere air. And then, all of this weather warfare stuff and all of the things that they were doing. Intel people and military intel do try to kill three birds with one stone or three birds with, $1 trillion. Okay. Try to, save you money as the taxpayer, right? But they do try to do more than one thing with the money or with whatever on the deal. So on the one hand, they've got plausible deniability with hams, but they're not broadcasting that out either necessarily, except in Ohio, which is rich in, well, it's where the Ham Fest is at and all the big things at Dayton and where, you know, a lot of radio companies originated and were involved there. We talked last night about the Voice of America still being there and how that was, used, you know, for, taking over all of the, broadcast radio and TV stations in the United States in the event of a nuclear war. It was the original one. And then that system still tests. Now it tests in my area here about every week or every 2-3 days it tests, and it goes in the middle of the night if you're watching TV. It goes, ack, 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 and then it gives you the crawl with the loud noise of the guy's voice telling you in a case of emergency. But be that as it may, if they're doing these DARPA balloons, suppose, let's take a suppose case, that the local ham groups who were going to participate in field day and everything coming up, I believe, tomorrow, that they were approached that, hey, why don't you let us launch a balloon for you? We've got a special balloon. We can put your repeater up there, okay? But let's suppose it also has some other sensors and stuff on it, because what I see and I think that is also going on is that there's a straight shot, like from north of Kansas City, straight shot over to Ohio, okay, and that they're looking to track more precisely their weather, electromagnetic scalar weather operations, and shooting a line of lasers or shooting whatever electromagnetic field down through the tunnel, so to speak, to cause a suction that then brings the storm or that brings the moisture or the thunderstorms in a certain direction and targets, you know, able to target it or to channel it. Well, isn't it interesting that that appeared last night, and then today we have these out of the clear blue, horrendous, massive thunderstorms that went through blowing the trees and knocking everything out of the trees and all that stuff, and then boom, it's gone. And then another couple hours later, boom, it comes back again. Now, I did not put two and two together, and I should have looked at the University of Wisconsin Mimic, the Tropic SSEC, you know, the moisture thing that we've talked about so many times, where you can see the telltales. Now, earlier in the AM, I was looking at that, and I found some real interesting stuff, and it looked like they were doing still in denying the West Coast of California, Oregon, Colorado, or not Colorado, but Washington State, Oregon, Washington State, California, keeping moisture off of that, but then taking whatever moisture they could get up from the Gulf, and they were then pushing it. This morning they were pushing all of that with a electromagnetic construct. If you can imagine that you stuck your hand out, you could feel a particle beam, you know, kind of a thing, could hit your hand and knock it clear to kingdom come or blow it up. That is what electromagnetic is. It's not just a laser light, but light can also be pulsed and have, you see, particles to it. It's a particle beam, okay? Well, if they're using that for weather warfare, or they're using it for preparation, possibly against bombers or spacecraft from other countries, missiles from other countries, if they're going to be using it for targeting or something, then they could possibly be zeroing in their sights, so to speak, their sighting system, and these DARPA balloons that look like UFOs, which then everybody gets to laugh and say, ha, 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 little green man. Meanwhile, they're at the same time doing the limited hangout. What limited hangout means, they're just going to show you a little bit of skin, if you know what I'm saying. They're going to lift up their dress, girls, and show your ankle, you see? They're not going to show the whole leg. They're just going to show the ankle like the old-timers did. And that was scandalous. Now they're giving all these briefings to the senators and about the incidents from 2004, which I covered back then on the air because there were anomalies that we even spotted back then, okay, and about reports also of craft diving into the water. And there was also other ones that took place about that time, 2004, 205 in the Gulf of Mexico, where they went whoosh, went down in the water. And then I said those were being chased by, it was a black triangular craft that went straight down the water, and they were being chased by naval planes, okay? And consequently, in that particular case, those, I said, were going through the Gulf, and I said they predicted they would end up in Puerto Rico, and that was the MMV being chased in spacecraft. The MMV, the Mighty Men of Valor, which were primarily, in those days, Army personnel. And it's the Army that went, first of all, to the moon, because it was the Army Air Force that picked up the Army Air Corps, you see, that picked up the Roswell craft. Also picked up the Cape Girardeau craft prior to that in 42. Which also knew a man in that town who had talked to the actual reverend, the pastor, who had gone and performed last rites. He'd been called out by the Army to perform last rites for the alien occupants of that craft. So we got the limited hangout coming on. They're going to show a little bit. And to a new generation, they're going to say, oh, look how forward the government is and how, you know, transparent they all are. Okay? Meanwhile, they just keep talking about one or two incidents. And we know much, much more than that. We know some of the people that fly them. You know? We know the weaponry that they have and some of the exploits they've been involved in. And also the fact that they've already been off planet to a bunch of places. All the different factions, whether it be the faction of the MMB, where they also fight on behalf of the Lord Jesus. They used to fight against, for instance, they're the ones that went in, the Delta that went in to fight against the Dracos in New Mexico. Down underneath the ground when there was the big uprising. And when the Dracos had killed some U.S. scientists in the joint base at Dulce. And they used to fight and they used to chant, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And they were able to put that rebellion down, okay? But that's a long time ago. But then they split from the program with the black magicians, and they became the Magi, you see. But be that as it may, let's go back to these balloons. The DARPA balloons, I believe, are doing several things. Number one, they may be setting up quickly a emergency communication system that can be put up quickly with repeaters floating on lighter-than-air vehicles that can be used by the hams and other military communications if, in fact, that the Russians and the Red Chinese take out all of our satellites. And, of course, we take theirs out, too. But they might sneak attack our satellites and then do an EMP over the United States, and it could go big, bang, boom, like that. And there ain't nobody going to be able to go and talk to Pelosi or the Schumer hits the fan and beg them to allow a little for funding to come out, you see, and declaration of war, all right? And there should be declaration of war and all of that. But what I'm trying to say to you is, if they're doing it that way, then you can see how putting that up would be at least a plausible deniability, but also possibly a very good positive thing of creating these networks, you see, under the guise of research of lighter than aircraft and all that. But you know, if they get the really lighter than aircraft, which they already have, they have the giant balloons, right? Or the giant dirigibles or zeppelins or whatever they call them these days, that sit over cities and vacuum up every phone call, every tweet, every Instagram, every this, every that, every search on all the engines, all radio traffic, all CB traffic, all the different items of every kind of voice or signal traffic and gobble it all up, and also look at infrared things, zero in on people in homes, see this, that, the other, follow cars. All of that is an overhead surveillance system, lighter than air, you see, and able to see a vast over a complete metro area, or to zoom right in on what you're reading right there on the newspaper on the back deck. Where are you at on your deck? Well, I don't know. Maybe you're in Dunlap, Iowa, overlooking your garden. Maybe you're in Buffalo, New York. Maybe you're one of those old Maine maniacs. Maybe you're up in the Upper and you're sitting looking at the piney woods. You're sitting on your patio or your deck, and you're reading the newspaper, listening to the old hawk, and they're there reading what you're reading. But that's doing it without the satellites in case they were knocked out. You see where I'm going with this here? I'm probably beating the dead horse too much, all right? So consequently, what we're looking at here is that possibility that they're setting up a secondary construct, okay, for communication, for military purposes and all purposes, in the event that our satellites are knocked out of the box by the Russians, the Red Chinese, and the Iranians, and the Norks, okay? And or let's say that the Norks drop their two out of their satellites, drop the two nuclear weapons right over the center of the United States and take out our entire power grid and almost all the vehicles. Everybody thinks about the power grid. They say, well, I've got my car. I'll take, nope. It'll knock out all the brain boxes and computers in your car. And the interstates and expressways and freeways will be parking lots. Oh, if you've got an old cat diesel, you know, a big old cat diesel, you put that blade down and you just go through and knock them off the side of the freeway, you know, and go right down the middle, you might be okay. Now, the other thing is, though, if they're using it for targeting of their weather weapon systems or their systems where they can create weather, and incidentally, if they're still keeping the weather off of the West Coast, that you will see that they need to then create a different type of system to move moisture through to make it look like there still is a jet stream. Well, that's being accomplished by bringing it up from the Gulf of Mexico. And so anyway, that to me is interesting, because while discussing that with one source, deep background, we were knocked off the telephone at precisely after I brought that period up, you see, that information up, okay? So then that telltale to me that we're hitting the thing right on the head, and that this is a game plan for zeroing in their targeting so they can move tunneling lasers, create the energy sinks over in one place, and then create the vacuum that then moves or sucks in the moisture or the cold air from up above, you see. So consequently, it is imperative that we take a look at that, because that, you see, is nothing but interesting. And then you also have to figure in that the large number of the people at the top slots of the military and of the intelligence world and the other parts of the government, the judicial, the executive branch, and also the judicial and the congressional branches, you see, the legislative, you're seeing that there's a lot of those people at the top are Luciferians. And they're not on the side of you see, America, because they're not, it's not the good guys versus the bad guys, and all of us are the good guys in America. because there are Americans who are bad guys too, you see. And I don't necessarily think an answer, Crazy Horse, I see you're asking me a question. I haven't got time to do it, but the United Nations taking over the communications, well, the United Nations is a vehicle for the Luciferians. The Luciferians run the UN. The UN might be an overlapping vehicle, but primarily it's funded by the United States, okay? And so I don't necessarily see it that way, although you could see it in the sense of a Luciferian takeover utilizing whatever vehicles of different militaries that might be there under perhaps a UN auspices, but the UN by itself is not the operating be-all, end-all, you see. Now I'm looking right now at the Mimic, trying to see what we've got up on it right here. I'll take a look at it. I'm looking at the North American Mimic, all right? And let's see if I can get it up. There we go. I don't see much action, although I see what was sent on through quickly today, and it's heading through Indiana and was heading in over to Ohio. But all that was activity this morning. Now, one thing, if you go on the Mimic, sometimes you'll go and it looks like it's just white, and you say, uh-oh, it's down. You can't look at it. But you can usually get it to work for you if you look, and you go up and you click on color scale. It says real-time product view, color scale, and you click on that, and you go to the it'll say NRL codes, colors code. You go to layer. What the layer you want is the TPW, the one at the bottom. The domain, you can go North Atlantic, East Pacific, Continental U.S., Global, North America, you see, all of that. And then the time span, you want the last 24 hours, and then the animation is HTML5. So you click on those, and that will set your system back up. Sometimes they're trying to preclude you from looking at it and make you think that there's nothing there. And I'm going to take a look right here at the Indian Ocean, because there's been a lot of activity over there, which is the Middle Eastern area, right? Okay, let's see if we got it. Oh, yes. A lot of activity going on in the Middle East and going in India, Asia, and all of that. And you're seeing a lot of stuff there, a lot of big energy being pushed through there. But primarily, I don't see the activity I was seeing this morning on certain areas where they were using the constructs. Looks like they're just using the big radar weather stuff on that. Let me take a look at North Atlantic here. North Atlantic gives you the east coast of the U.S., gives you the Gulf of Mexico and part of Europe and part of South America and Africa. And, yeah, they're playing a little. They're playing. Yeah, there. I see it, what they're doing. It's coming out of Canada. If you look at the North Atlantic, you're seeing a jet, a little tiny pool cue, like pink jet that's going in, into, and is hitting and trying to keep the moisture, turning the moisture in a counterclockwise direction, like it's trying to create a nor'easter on the east coast of the United States. Yeah, and that's coming out of Canada. Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like it might be. Anyway, that's that. You guys need to look at this, though. tropic.ssec.wisc.edu, Mimic, and start watching Mimic. And then they will know that we know. And we've got one that can see. We got another one that can see. Just like what Brother Quayle's going to show you. He has one of the speakers is going to bring information, secret information, about how they have the ability now to take a look and see aliens in other dimensions, okay? And it's sort of like Roddy Piper in the They Live 1988 movie, you see. The They Live movie, where in that case they had sunglasses that went in the near future of the United States, type of a scenario where there's a lot of poor people and there's like very wealthy people, but it's like LA is today, right today. And those people, Roddy Piper, looking for jobs and stuff, he sees an activity, he sees these sunglasses, he puts on these sunglasses, he goes downtown along the strip, you know, somewhere, Sunset Strip or whatever, and all of a sudden he looks, there's one guy as a regular human, he looks at another guy in a nice suit and stuff, and the guy's got an alien skull face. So that's the kind of thing that we're up to here with this stuff. But they're definitely trying to keep the moisture off the West Coast, and they're trying to push moisture up into Alberta to put out the fires. Now I'm seeing on the North American continent coming out of BC, I'm seeing a construct that is working on doing exactly what I said, keeping the moisture off of the West Coast, but then pushing a portion of it through quickly over into Alberta, which has been on fire. Most interesting what you can look and discern from this if you put it together. Now, isn't that neat? Isn't that an interesting scenario? At the same time, I find that, you know, in Butler County, where Sheriff Richard Jones is located at, that they had the same thing over there up near Dayton. Now, let's go to the drone. Let's go to the whole drone thing, you see. And I heard Hannity's radio this afternoon. I was listening to the battery radio to see what's up, you know, and I was listening to Hannity. And that way, the drone strike, which I believe was the Iranians, okay, that President Trump had programmed up and got all the information, and that they had, he gave the order to go ahead and hit some coastal batteries in Iran, which had the missiles there in those areas, and also other port, maybe oil and naval facilities in the Straits of Hormuz there, and that consequently then he backed off of that last night. Well, looking at Steve Quayle's site, he published, put up a story from Hal Turner's radioshow.com. Betrayed, attack target list sent to Iran before U.S. strike boarded. Says the U.S. planned a military strike against Iran over its downing of a U.S. drone yesterday, but the attack had to be called off because an American target list, listen to this, was forwarded to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps as the U.S. operation got underway. The U.S. fighter and or bomber aircraft were to take off for targets involving Iran. U.S. intelligence intercepted, listen to this, a communication, but they won't say whether it was a phone call, fax, email, or radio transmission. And it had that interception of the communication had a version of the finalized target list that American forces were ordered to destroy. And the version Iran received was not the finalized list, but it did include, it was one of the lists that was being discussed prior to the final decision. Some of the targets on that list sent to Iran were on the final target selection list. On receipt of the target list, U.S. satellite assets watching Iran, our satellites were watching Iran, they detected hasty movement of anti-aircraft and surface air missile assets toward the targets to defend them. In other words, bringing in additional S-300s and additional platforms of even the homemade ones by the Iranians. And it quickly became clear to U.S. intelligence that the American pilots could be flying to their deaths if the attack was allowed to proceed. President Trump was advised of this development, and then he allegedly ordered the mission aborted. Very few people had access, direct access to those target selection lists, and the release of a quasi-accurate list has sparked a ferocious military and law enforcement investigation into the task. We know who had access to the particular list of targets that was sent to Iran, and the investigation will move very swiftly to deal with these people. These people, that's plural, said one senior official. And as we proceed from this point, the leakers will be totally isolated from future target deliberations, he continued. The leakers need to be prosecuted and put in jail or hung. Now, let's suppose, I don't know. Let's just suppose that suppose that Schumer or Pelosi's people or staff leaked it. Or could it be, I'm going to propose some suppositions or speculations, allegedly, suppose it was Trudeau and his party who may have overheard some of it, or who were privy to it under Five Eyes deliberations and discussions. That would be interesting because allegedly Prime Minister Trudeau has basically accepted or has become a Muslim, or certainly pro-Muslim, anti-Christian, okay, which he has told several evangelical preachers that it's the Christians' fault about all the stuff that's going on the planet. So you see, rather than just keep them from the deliberations, you better fry their butt. Now, who else could it be? I also had from a deep background source that recently the Israeli Mossad did a mole hunt. And they found the Mossad did that they might have had, allegedly, an Iranian mole inside their organization, which would be very tough to do because Israelis, the Mossad is one of the best at counter-espionage, you see. Now, if it was them, we did have Bolton flying quickly to Israel yesterday. And that might be the case that some of this popped up and he found out about it. He went to go investigate and to discuss that with Netanyahu and the defense minister and all the different people of the Israeli government, including the Mossad. Because they may have had somebody they discovered the other day, but there could be other people in that guy's network that also were moles, you see. It could also be somebody close to President Trump who wants to expand this into a bigger, much larger war on behalf of the Luciferians to create the Gog-Magog war to take down the United States and to put the hook in the jaw of Gog Magog to come against Israel, which then starts a large conflagration, which involves nuclear weapons. And in the United States, power grid down, all the computers knocked out, no banking system, nothing, no computers, you know, none of it, no satellites. And within 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States would die. That is the report. That is the information that were in the original scenarios presented to Congress about the power grid being taken out. We've gone over that in this show ad nauseum in an attempt to get you to prepare as best you can. Under the auspices and under the recommendation of Lord Jesus himself, as Matthew 25, being the antidote to what we're already in, according to him, the beginning of sorrows, and what is to come, the great tribulation. If you're going to survive that, you got to get straight with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. You got to say, hey, Lord Jesus, here are my sins. Repent of your sins to him. Ask him to come into your heart and become your Savior. And then you'll have everlasting life in heaven. Best deal in town, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you think you ought to avail yourself of it? Take advantage of that and make the choice for Lord Jesus rather than to be, oh, I'm just going to dodge through the moon, through the raindrops here. Remember what Lord Jesus said in Revelations, right? Let's go over there and see if I can find that real quick. Number 14, chapter 3, Revelations, number 14. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. This is the red letter edition right here. It's what Lord Jesus is saying. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So if you're going to go into it, you know, when you're a jet all the way, you see, from your first cigarette to your last dying day. Remember West Side Story? In other words, you got to go all cold or all hot. If you're lukewarm, Lord Jesus got nothing. He's going to spew you out of his mouth. And then you're going to get caught up and killed in the thing. But if you're with him, if you have the Lord Jesus as your Savior and you've repented of your sins, and some of us have to repent every week, believe me. Because he didn't choose a milk toast little, a little goody two shoes, you know, Mr. Hawk to come and talk to you like this. And isn't it exciting? No, it ain't exciting. Because I'm going to tell you what, the world is a lot bigger and rougher and tougher joint than that. And in this world, we have oil refineries in Philadelphia that blow up, you know, at 4:05 a.m. in the morning and blow like a nuclear weapon, you see. Perfect place to do a sabotage. Right off of Philadelphia there, huh? Right off of old Philly. One of the oldest refineries, and a burn and burn and burn. Probably still burning. Remember all the ones we talk about, there is no coincidence in clustering. When you see these clusters in the Dominican Republic, and they keep trying to say, oh, these are just, you know, random blah, 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 coincidences. No, they're not. And I'll bet you that in some of those places, they've got a Muslim operating in there as a maid or somebody. Or they just hate Los Yankees now. So what I'm trying to say to you is, ladies and gentlemen, somebody's getting ready to try to take over this country or to cause President Trump to force him into war. And I think that in my own personal estimation, I would have, the minute those SAMs hit our drone, I would have fired back immediately at that particular S-400 or 300 SAM that put the thing up. So if a U.S. ally leaked the information, the article says, but it may not be that, you see. It could be an ally, could be Trudeau, could be MI6, working for the Queenie and the Rothschilds that want to see it go up. Because what is the purpose of the Luciferians? They want Ordo Ab Chao. Complete chaos. And they want what? You remember all those things I've read you in the past? I'll read one to you again. Let's just see if I've got one here. I'm reading out of 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. Alex Jones inscribed it for me. Death to the New World Order on the first page. Let's just see something here. Remember all of the Luciferians, the New World Order people, and what they wanted to see? Here's what Hitler said during World War II. National Socialism will use its own revolution for establishing a new world order. And here, let's see, here's Prince Philip. I must confess that I am tempted to ask for reincarnation as a particularly deadly virus. He says, in another interview, prefaced to Dawn to Earth by His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, 1988, I don't claim to have any special interest in natural history, but as a boy, I was made aware of the animal fluctuations in the number of game animals and the need to adjust the cull, C-U-L-L, the cull, in the size of the surplus population. Here's David Rockefeller. We are on the verge of global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. Here's Ted Turner. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people, i.e. a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. Ted Turner, in an interview with Audubon Magazine. So they want to kill you off. Now, if you look at the Deagle Report, D-E-A-G-L-E, I believe the Deagle Report, which everybody saw it. And they said, well, there's no population list in the United States, maybe 35 million or whatever it was. And the GDP is like, 1/10 or something of what it is. And they can't believe, you see, that is where these people are at. They are that evil. Evil is not somebody who cuts you up in traffic, on the Long Island Expressway, Evil is not when you're going down the Stemmons in Dallas, and somebody all of a sudden hits the brakes in front of you as you do that weird merge, and then hops out to come back to get you, and you have to pull your 12-gauge and wreck the slide, and then they run and get back in their truck. Or if like one of my old buddies, I'll just call him old Mr. C. Let's call him Mr. C. No, let's not call him Mr. C. We'll just call him, Mr. L. That would be better. Mr. L's changing his tire late at night there on the expressway in Dallas, and all of a sudden he sees a car go past him, and it stops up ahead on the shoulder. He sees the taillights, and he hears somebody running and coming down. And all of a sudden, about six goons are coming to jump him. And he's driving a Cadillac. And they figure, he might have some money or something. And so he pulled the old 44 Hoglade out of the truck where he was fiddling with the jack and the spare tire. And he pulled that old 44 Hoglade out and pulled that old trigger. And a fire shot out about 3 feet in the middle of the night. And they heard a whoa, and they screamed, and they took off running back towards the car. And he just started unloading a few. And then as they jumped in that car up there, he says, I just aimed for the trunk. And it said, I heard three thunks as they drove away. So he had fired his six shots of the 44 and had no problem. Anyway, you know what I'm saying about the different things like that. But if you're going to kill 90% of the population, in America, all you got to do is knock out the power grid and the computers and all the stuff. Oh, you might also take out some of our naval and other military assets and key bases. I've got a good report from a good gardener up in the old stagecoach stop up in California. They say hello to you out there, Ms. D. I see so few gardens planted around here. People are so dumbed down that they don't get what's happening to the food. And let's see, I've got, of course, I've got something blocking the rest of the email, so let me get that rid of it. Happening to food in the U.S., our garden is up and doing well. According to my waste, 360-foot rows of beets, squashes, setting the vegetables on, drying second huge batches of Tuscany cabbage for stews and soups for winter, 360-foot rows of tomatoes, 2 foot high greenhouse, putting out greens for the salad all winter. And now greenhouse supplied all the plants for outside garden. In other words, they got all the slips for the outside garden, kept them in the greenhouse. Can't depend on other people to help defend animals and crops. So we have six great Pyrenees guard dogs. Yes, sir. Them are big old guard dogs, sheep and goats, and never lose anything. God supplies every facet of our lives, blessings, protection to the watchman. Thank you for obeying. And that's D from the old stagecoach stop. Thank you, dear. And all the good gardeners out there and canners, Lady J and Cirilla and Mina and all the good ones. We need to get everything we can do to prepare. Now, let me just take a moment here. You know, if you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, anything you can send is most needed and appreciated. We made a change, and we didn't have too much time to get the word out, so I'd also appreciate you to give the word out of where you're listening to it. You can always go to stevequayle.com and click on the banner button. Listen to Hawk Radio, and that'll take you to where there's a Listen Live and an archive. You already know where that's at, which is GS Radio, okay? And if we go to, what is it, gsradio.net, right? Let me just get that, and let me read it instead of playing with it here. But you can go to Steve Quayle and put that in there. And then GS Radio site, okay, or Listen Live. I'll just give you the one for the Listen Live and the archive. There's another Listen Live, but we'll just leave it for now. And this is gsradio.net/shows/hawk. All lowercase, gsradio.net/shows/hawk. And it takes you right there to where you can listen to Hawk Radio. So incidentally, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so we're at a new spot. So if you can help me to get the word out about that, that'd be great. And if you're on a forum or anything, I can just tell them about it. But anyway, if you want to keep Old Hawk in the air, anything can be sent. You can send me a card, a letter too. That's always nice. I do try to read them. Can't always answer them. You can email me also at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. Radiohawk777@hotmail.com. But anything can be sent. It can be Federal Reserve notes, medals, check, money order. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it back to you 10,000 fold. That's what keeps Hawk on the air, okay? That's what keeps me going in the world, because that's what I do, you see. Now, for everybody, we're talking also about everybody's going to this cryptocurrency and all the stuff, and you got the Facebook with the Libra currency, cryptocurrency, and all these things. Then you got Google creating the Chinese Huawei surveillance social rating rating system to get any kind of housing or travel or whatever. Your freedoms mean you have to salute and click your heels to the red Chinese. Well, they got a few problems with those in Hong Kong. So let's pray for those in Hong Kong. Maybe they could get a little rowdier yet. And maybe that could then keep the Chinese busy for a while. You see what I'm saying? But you got Google working with them, and you got Google working with everybody else, and then you got Amazon taking over the cloud that will have all of the pictures, biometric items, fingerprints, iris scans, all the different DNA and all the stuff that's being given up into it, the cheek swabs, everything, that's going to go into Amazon. And then what do you think, Amazon, they want to open your back door and bring in the food and put it right in your refrigerator because the refrigerator ordered the proper things for you to eat. You didn't get to order any chili con carne or any beer or any hamburgers. You had to have kale and pine nuts and, you know, the good stuff, you know. It is getting to be like 1984, if you haven't reread that, or Brave New World, Aldous Huxley. You need to go back and reread those and understand it. And take a look like it's going to be 1 second after William R. Forstgen. F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, Forge book. Read that. Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. Read that. Read some of the other, you know, series, like the William W. Johnstone's, the Out of the Ashes series. Read the very first one where they talk about how it could happen and find out what goes on after that. Read what Lord Jesus has to tell you in Matthew 24, Luke 21, in Revelations, and then look at Matthew 25. So ladies and gentlemen, while the central banks buy gold, they're trying to get you in to the cryptocurrency. Now, Facebook has the Libra, all right, and Amazon has the facial recognition and all of that, the cloud for the government, and then DARPA has its own things, and then NSA has its own things, and FBI has its own things. Well, then, you know, then the central banks, yet they're still buying gold and silver, right? Wasn't it interesting that last week I was telling you that gold was up $17.20 to $13.05.50 last week? Silver was up a nickel to up to $14.56. Yesterday, gold was $13.88.40 when it came on air. Silver was $15.42. Right before I came on tonight, gold was $13.99 versus $13.05.50 a week ago. What does that tell you? If you want to get some gold or silver, call Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals. He has it in stock and can get it to you quickly. The price is a fair price, and he also has a very more fair buyback than most other people. If you wanted to sell some of them. But Steve would say, if you've not done all your other preps first, then get the food, the water purification equipment, the filtration, the NBC gear, the key firearms and ammunition you're going to need to provide, the medical supplies, the extra boots for winter and summer for every person, all of the things, the general equipment items, the candles, the lamp oil, all of the items that you can get off of any prepping list. But you'd better start going down the list and prepping. Water, food, shelter, firearms, heat, light. Those are the keys. Medical supplies. NBC gear. Body armor. Helmets. Gas masks. All of it. And you know, it's so interesting is that on the backside of the Wasatch, they had frost this AM. And then at the stagecoach stop, sounds like got a bumper crop and you got some six Pyrenees dogs guarding it. Whereas my garden has still been too wet to even plant. And a lot of people said burn up like in Florida. Just burnt to a crisp in the high heat. But you see, we're working our way down to the old Function Junction, and old Casey Jones is driving every one of the runaway trains. Trains going to that Function Junction all at the same time. Here's what the workers said. Philadelphia oil refinery, I thought we were all going to die. It was an explosion and the butane tank ripped it. Well, that's a key type of sabotage thing. We had that one to add to all the clusters of all the other refineries and fertilizer factories and all the chemical plants that have been going up. You're going to see this with the Spetsnaz, the Iranians, and all the people, the Red Chinese. Don't go into their Luciferian knife, not a bite. Snap your little cheek. Snap your family. Snap your property. Bill of Rights. Fandango fingers, I know you're ready, but I hope the mighty men of valor strike a blow with their high technology and their spacecraft. Maybe it's time for the three gorgeous dams to just release a lot of water. Maybe it's time. Burn that deep button down, the sleeping facility of the Ayatollah, but you're another. Maybe you ought to just tickle him with the tectonic pop and take man. Take the tiger, he's burning.